Hey guys, welcome to Convincing Brent, the Friendly Debate Podcast. My name is Brent, and each week my co-hosts will present their prepared or not so prepared ideas and try to convince me who has the most solid argument. Joining me this episode are...
I am someone who loves the cold, but I'm kind of getting a little bit tired of it, Jordan.
And I am not your last co-host this week, Hunter.
Ooh. Who's our, not the last one, who is the last co-host?
That's right. We have a special guest on our podcast this week. We have, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello, I'm Hannah. I don't really know how this works, but I'm along for the ride.
Okay. Hannah's a good friend of mine, and she actually challenged us. I thought she could weigh in on the debate. Hannah, what are we going to be talking about this week?
We are going to talk about a topic. It kind of has two angles you can look at it, I think. It has to do with some lovely bodily functions. And so the first starting place is, what's more gross and what's more acceptable, burping or farting? And then that leads into... shitting and throwing up. So like, which is more disgusting, burping or farting, and then being pooped on or being puked on?
We will definitely have to see what everybody thinks, but before that,
I'm really worried.
Me too.
Before that, we have some advice. So each week we try to go on Reddit, and we typically use the no stupid questions subreddit. And today's question I thought would be good, because I know, Jordan, you're a person who goes to the gym a lot. And Hannah, I know that you take and go on good runs every so often. So this might be a good question for us to start the show off. It says, is it okay to ask my personal trainer not to chit-chat with others while we work out? I've been getting personal training at CrossFit Gym for many months now, and my trainer and I are very friendly. The gym overall has a very community-oriented vibe, so everyone knows everyone. Several times now, my trainer will strike up or participate in a conversation with other trainers and members while he's coaching me. It's primarily when I'm doing something that doesn't require a lot of oversight, but he'll take his attention off me entirely for several minutes to discuss things that could easily wait until we're done. I don't want to be a jerk and demand that he stare at me every second, but I also don't want to feel like I need to ask him for his attention. Do I confront him or just mention it in the gym survey? How do I say it without sounding like an asshole?
That is a really tough one. Hannah, do you have anything to start off on? Because there's a fine line on that, I think.
Okay. I think I have the great advice for this.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I think. You just have to be super obnoxious about it. Like, so obnoxious that they think you're kidding, but you're not.
Okay.
Like, you have to be like, hello.
Ooh.
I could drop this on me and die because you're not facing, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be really dramatic. Or and be like, I pay you for this, and you're going to let me, like, you know, break something because you're chit-chatting to somebody else. You have to be so obnoxious about it, they think it's a joke, but it's not.
So we're going to be passive-aggressive towards our personal trainer in this. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's good advice, because like, yeah, if your personal trainer gets mad at you, what are they going to make you do? Work out harder. And so you're getting more fit because you're making your personal trainer mad at you.
Oh my gosh. Go. See, I'm kind of a little bit on the lines of, especially, you know, there are times where you're going to be working out something you've already done before, a machine or some exercise that, you know, he's seen your form, he knows, or she knows what you're doing, and so I would say, if, you know, it's happening maybe once in a session where it's like, okay, you need to go do this particular dumbbell exercise, 3 sets, minute and a half in between. And you know, he goes off for maybe 3 or 4 minutes and goes to talk real quick. If it's something you've done before and it's something you're comfortable with, I don't think you can get mad. Now, if it's happening every single exercise you guys are going to, where he basically gets you set up, and then goes off and talks every single time. Yeah, that's a bit extreme. But even if I'd say it's happening once, maybe twice a session, I don't think it's a huge, huge deal. If it's something you know and it's something you're experienced at. Thoughts?
I think I really disagree.
You sorry. Disagree?
I disagree with what Jordan just said. I really disagree with that.
Wrong opinion.
Well, I was just going to say, like, you are paying this person a lot of money to spend time making sure that you're working out. And, like, if, like, I think once in a while, I think it's fine to participate in chit chat, but, like, the person's job is to be your personal trainer and not to be paid to chit chat. And, like, I get it that it happens every once in a while, but, like, I'm imagining, like, if I go in and every week, I'm paying somebody to do something and all they're wanting to do is chit chat. And like, you know, like whether I know how to do it or not, like, I don't know. I think I would be annoyed. It's the same thing. Like, I think if they would all the time go to the bathroom and just like waste time, like they're not there to supervise me, like use the bathroom off the clock, chit chat off the clock. I don't know. Like, I'm paying somebody a lot of money to spend time to make sure I'm doing something. And like, whether I need their supervision or not, I don't think it matters. You're paying them from a service and they're not really providing that service to the best of their ability if they're talking to somebody else.
Well, it said on there, it didn't say, I guess. Maybe it is this way. But from the way it was worded to me is the personal trainer is not walking off and talking. But, you know, maybe like just saying, hey, man, how are you to the person on the next machine and just, you know, having small talk while still watching, making sure everything's going okay. Because, you know, it's like you're in between stuff at the gym. Like I'll have conversations with people while they're in between stuff or while they're working out. So it's not like they're running off going to another machine and being like, oh, hey, Bob, how's the wife and kids? That's not how it sounds. But once again, if it is happening at every single machine, yeah, that is something. But even if it was happening a couple times, I don't think that's a huge deal. I don't know. Are you getting something different from the way that was worded?
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, you're paying this person to be your personal trainer, and the times that they're not with you, like, they're getting paid to not do their job. And the other thing is, like, I don't know, like, if there's a way that they can... I feel like if you're paying somebody, like the same thing, like if I were going to pay for private lessons for something, like if I were going to pay to private lessons, like play the piano, you know, like I don't need them to go walk off and grab a cup of coffee in the middle of my lesson. And the other thing that I wanted to say is like, oh, I lost it.
Oh, I was really curious.
No, hold up.
You were going so strong.
I know. Well, just like you're paying this person, right? Hang on. It'll get to me in a second. God, it was.
Well, can I say this real quick while you're thinking? Because it's like, isn't it the same thing? Like, if you're at your like normal job and you're like lollygagging, not doing any work, it's like that's like the same kind of thing, right? Like, you're not doing your job. Yeah. And so, like, you're, I guess, if you have like a supervisor or whatever, they're like, stop chatting and get to work, you know?
Well, yeah. But you also
that implies that people listen to their supervisors.
Well, that's true. You also have to think that every person is also different in the gym. There are some people that like once they start, you know, running or lifting or really getting into whatever they're doing, they block everything else out, or they're just listening to their music, or they are just focusing on that one particular thing. So, you know, maybe having the personal trainer talk to them, maybe that's not something that I enjoy, but I know other people do. So I don't know. Maybe this personal trainer is used to people that like to focus on their own, sets, and then, you know, talks in between or as they're moving on to the next station. I don't know. I would say if this is only happening once, maybe twice a session, I personally wouldn't be offended. I know everyone else is different. But I don't see a problem unless it's happening at every station. And then even if it is only like small talk every station, yeah, that is a problem. Maybe we should talk about it. I think
the solution is to be like Mr. Personal Trainer or Personal Trainer. I don't know. be like, I feel like lazy when I feel like you're not directly looking over me. And so I don't want to. I feel like I don't want to be a slacker. Could you be a little harder on me? You know what I mean? Like, maybe you put that spin on if you're going to go for the approach.
That might work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was going to say is, like, I think for me, right? Like if I was going to go to the gym and I was going to pay somebody to be my personal trainer, I think that's different versus somebody who's been going for several months. Like I would need a personal trainer to like encourage me and stay like on me about making sure I'm giving it my all. Cause I know like when I go to the gym, like there are sometimes I'm just like, ooh, I don't know if I want to give it my 110% all the time. I'm going to be sore later or whatever. And I would need a personal trainer to push me to give that. And like, if this person's not doing that and they just want somebody to look over them every once in a while, I think it depends on the type of, like you mentioned, and that's what reminded me, Jordan, I think it depends on the type of service you're wanting. If you're wanting a very focused personal trainer that's going to be very intense, then like it might sound dramatic, but maybe try somewhere else. If this gym is very like communal and everybody's like talking all the time to each other, then it could be that you need to go somewhere that's going to be a more focused or more solitary like gym. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Just like there are different, you know, work environments that people flourish in, there's different gym environments that people enjoy. And if this person feels like they're not getting their money worth, because I would personally feel like if I'm paying somebody an hour to be my personal trainer and I'm only getting 45 minutes of their time because they're chit-chatting every once in a while, every single week, that would definitely grate on me. Because I'm paying for a service that they're not delivering and I need that encouragement and motivation. So that's just kind of, I think, where I stand on it. But
well, and at the same time, I mean, I'm sure there are,
I think I agree with you.
I'm sure there are non-chill personal trainers out there, but everyone that I've met and any that I've worked out with before, 9 times out of 10, they're some of the most laid back people I know. So being upfront about that, and being like, hey, you know, I think, you know, when I'm in a set, I might need a little bit more motivation. If you can just push me on, give me a little bit of motivation, make sure my form is good. I'd be surprised if they're like, no, you're fine. You don't need that. Like, honestly, I all the personal trainer people that I know, or I've worked out with, or have trained me, I can't think of one that would be like, no, you're fine. You don't need that. Like all of them would be like, okay, yeah, we'll definitely work on that. So,
so the general answer, I guess, is what we're feeling is like, if you're unhappy, you need to talk with them and see what they say and then go from there. Right.
Yeah, I would, yeah. But I would say if it's only happening like once or so, twice a session, it's, I understand where it might rub you a little bit, but.
Well, like they could wait till the water break. They could wait till you're drinking water and I'm not sitting there sweating on the ground.
The gym is different for so many people. And for a lot of people like me, it is a very communal place as well as a place to really focus and work out. So when I'm in a set, I am there. I am focused. I'm working hard. But then in between, let's sit and talk for a minute or two while I rest up and really get like, hey, how was my form? Hey, how you doing? And just, I don't know. That's just me. Yeah. And I know it's different for every single person. So from my experience, I don't have a problem because I am that kind of person in the gym that does like to sit and talk and, you know, just catch up for a minute. Not for 10 minutes or something, but
right.
I guess it is different for everyone, but that's just me. And that's how I am in the gym.
Yeah. Well, I did want to give credit to the person on Reddit who asked this. That is from user KWH295. So thank you for asking that question on the No Stupid Questions subreddit.
How many days ago was that? And if KWH is listening, I hope we helped.
I hope you don't go to Jordan's gym because he'll be talking to your personal trainer the whole time.
Yep. But I'll also be talking to you. And telling you how good your form is, or bad.
That question was from 7 hours ago, by the way.
Wow! All right,
yep. Fresh.
So fresh very question. Recent. Yep.
Hannah, was there anything else you wanted to add on that, or
still have a personal trainer and spend the money on other things? But you know.
Yeah.
I mean, same, but I know.
Good for these people for working out.
Yeah, I know. That was actually a really good question. I enjoyed that one, but maybe it's because
I thought you might.
It was because it's something that it's very much a part of my life, so I have a lot of opinions on that.
All right.
I'd be the one who would be glad they were walking away. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I get them to leave more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat of like, if the personal trainer is watching me and not saying anything while I'm working out, that means I'm doing something right. And then the only thing I would really want them to say to me is, hey, that looked kind of easy. Maybe let's move up a little bit on weight. Or, hey, make sure that your form stays in those last two or three sets. 'Cause, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of times where when you go up, especially in weight, you kind of sacrifice form for getting that last push, and that's not something you want to do. So honestly, yeah, if the personal trainer is just talking with someone else and watching and giving me those pointers, like, but once again, that's me. Everyone's different.
It's so funny because, like, while you're saying this, I'm literally trying to imagine a situation where I would be okay with my personal trainer walking away. Because, like, if I'm doing every week
I'm not saying walking away. I'm saying, like, talking with someone while still watching me. I'm fine.
To be fair, like, I think you're kind of interpreting the question. Maybe we're both interpreting it a little bit differently, but it does say that if I'm doing something that's, let's see, hold on, let me find it. It says, it's primarily when I'm doing something that doesn't require a lot of oversight, he'll take his attention off of me entirely for several minutes.
Okay.
And like, there's no hard time there. But I'm just thinking, like, if I'm paying for a personal trainer every week and they're doing that, that's grading me. So maybe I don't need a personal trainer every week. But then I'm thinking, well, maybe I only see my personal trainer like once a month and they're like kind of doing a check-in. Well, then at that point, I'm only getting one like hour-long session with this person and I'm paying them. They need to be giving me my full hour since I only see him once a week. And like, you know, I'm somebody who takes things very seriously, whether I should or shouldn't. But like, you know, if I'm paying somebody for an hour, I want a whole hour and I don't want 45 minutes because they're chit-chatting and I only see him once a week. I mean, once a month. You know, so like, I don't know. I guess it's just different, right? Like, yeah, you said, everybody's different.
And the taking the attention off is the big thing. But once again, it's like the personal trainers that I've had experience with, it's like I'll be sitting and talking and we'll both like be facing the person that they're training. So he can still see, you know, the form that they're going off of.
Right.
And if that's the case that he's, you know, turning around or going two or three machines over. Yeah. But the way I was interpreting it is, yeah, they're just talking to another person, maybe taking eyes off for one set, but, you know, sticking around and for the most part being there. But yeah, if they're going and walking off and turning their back, yeah, I get that. I get that. And at the same time, like I said earlier, just talk to them and be like, hey, I think I need a little bit more. I think I need you to just make sure I'm doing everything all right. It's a fine line because every single person's different, but
yeah,
it's tough.
Well, there you go.
Well, that was good.
Y'all were much more passionate about that than I am. I was just like hanging out. At each point, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe this should have been our big question for the week.
I know.
I have a whole lot of opinions, though, because, like, the gym is one of my favorite places to go, so.
Convince me if your trainer should do his job or not. Or her job, excuse me.
Their job.
Or their.
Well, no, they can do their job and still be social. It's just... But yeah, going and walking around and turning backs—that's where the problem happens. So,
yeah.
Well, Brent, you had plenty of time to prep your pop culture quiz.
Yes, of course.
I'm so worried.
So, this week, I know we like talked about like TikTok things last week, but I'm gonna do one this week. But it's I try to pick ones that are like popular enough to like overflow onto Instagram, because you know a lot of people like upload their TikToks to like Instagram Reels or whatever. So I mean, I've seen it on Instagram, so, but you know, that's not our like feeds aren't the same. But anyways, so this is my pop culture quiz for this week. There's a popular sound on TikTok right now, and it's by this female pop star singing one of her most popular songs, if not her most popular song, at like one specific like gig, and it's a live performance, and she's just like, she's going crazy in the song. She's singing everything. It like it's insane. She's not, it's almost unrecognizable. Like, she's going like crazy, and people are taking this sound and like taking off it on TikTok. So I think my question, because if I tell you the name or the song, it's going to give away the other one. So I'm just going to ask what the song is.
I think, does anybody know it, first of all?
Was it that time I thought... that Whitney Houston's voice cracked in I Will Always Love You, but she kept going through the whole note, even though her voice was fluctuating and cracking?
No.
I'm sorry, what, Hannah?
So are we guessing who it is or what the song is, or both?
Both.
Yeah, both. But, and if you have to give, yeah, either, if you can get, say either one, I guess we'll be fine.
Want some wild guesses?
That's what I think. I think since no one knows it, I think we should try to give the best wrong answer, and that person should be able to win.
Mine was halfway legit. Do you guys know what video I'm talking about?
I don't actually know that video.
Oh, man.
But I want to know that video.
Oh, Hannah knows
it. Great video.
Yeah. What, it was 2 or 3 years before her death. And it, like, she goes into, it was I Will Always Love You. But it sounded like the way her voice cracked when she started belting I, it sounded like she'd been smoking 2 packs a day for about 10 years.
Oh, no.
Can I get you to recreate what that video sounds like?
No.
Dang.
Brent, you can.
I don't know the video. I'll check in next week. I'll give you all a performance.
Okay.
After I watch it and memorize it.
I think it's Lizzo. Why do, am I correct? Is it Lizzo?
Oh, for my question? No. It's not Lizzo. I'm sorry. I will say this song was popular like 10 years ago.
Oh.
I was thinking like current.
Okay, sorry. Yes, so it was like 10 years ago song. And the video's from like 10 years ago too, but just now people are finding it.
Carrie.
Oh, Mariah Carey? No.
She had one she New did. Year's Eve years ago. Yes, y'all
remember that? Where it was lip sync, but then they did the audio for her her mic and isolated it.
It's so bad. Brent and I, whenever that song.
It was terrible.
Oh, that's so funny. It's so, I watch that every Christmas.
Whenever that song comes on and Brent and I are in like the the store or whatever, we will sing the bad version.
Sing the bad version, yes.
Yeah. So bad.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to watch that video now, as well as the Whitney Houston one.
Yes.
All right, Brent. It seems like nobody knows.
Okay. Well, wait. You said 10 years ago, so I'm gonna really rack my brain. I'm going to give it one really good shot, educated guess.
Okay.
No.
It is a pop song and pop like artist.
I was thinking, but that was like the time where Lady Gaga fell off her piano but kept singing. And she still was like going at it with the vocals.
Oh, I know a bad performance.
Go.
Russell Crowe in Les Mis. Is that it?
Jeez.
That also was like rude. It was so terrible.
It was bad.
Hugh Jackman really belting bad. Every line.
It's not 10 years ago, and Hannah's going to hate this, but the whole, like, Cats movie that recently came out.
That true.
I want to go ahead and go a little bit off topic and tell Hannah. So, Hannah, me and my group, we have bad movie night on a regular basis. And Cats was probably our second best, if not best, bad movie we've ever seen. In fact, it was so atrocious, we had the best time of our lives.
Original Cats from like 98 or the new Cats?
No. The new Cats. Like the original Cats, like some of the songs I could take it or leave it, but I respect it. But the movie. Oh, the movie.
I can deal with that. I love Cats. I love the original Cats.
Like the whole Rebel Wilson number with the mice children, and then the cockroaches with the human faces, and Rebel Wilson eating the cockroach with the human face.
A little creepy, but you try to kind of lean into it, you know?
Yeah, it was more than a little creepy. but that was one of the best bad movies we've ever seen.
I've still yet to see the Cats movie.
But I do see your point. I understand.
Let me know, Brent, if you want to borrow it. I got it.
Oh, of course you do.
We don't
need it. I'm not surprised.
We don't need it.
Nope, you're getting the next time.
I actually want to watch it out of curiosity.
Curiosity killed the Cats.
They can kill every cat in that production, as far as I'm concerned. My goodness.
Oh, goodness. Okay, Brent, you're going to have to reveal to
us. Yeah, I was really trying to think, and I could. Was it Katy Perry?
No.
All right.
That's the closest guess out of all of them.
That was the only one I could think of from 2010.
Yeah. So the song is Price Tag by Jessie J.
Oh.
Y'all know that song, right?
Nope.
I know exactly that.
Money. Yeah.
Now I know it.
Okay. Yeah, so there's like a performance of her. So the video, if you type in Jessie J Price Tag, what's the Top of the Pops, I think is the place she was. And it's just like her and a guitar. Cha-ching, ain't a bother. Bubbling, wanna make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
We need to take it back in time. When music made us all unite. And it wasn't low blows and video girls. I think in the 30 seconds I just watched, she winked at the camera 3 times.
Oh, yes. That's... Yep. That fits. It's very... And she's, like, making eye contact with the camera. Like,
yes.
That one camera the whole time. It's kind of scary. One of the comments is, like, this is the most cracked out performance I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, like... Either she's very tired of singing this song, or she like did a line of coke beforehand. Like it's crazy. It's so funny. And this is, again, is one of those things that's like, this is the version that'll play in my head every time I think of this song now.
Just like Mariah Carey.
Yep. Every time it comes on, that's what I'll hear.
Oh my gosh.
And that's what I'll sing.
All right. Well,
thank you. More pop culture like this.
Yes. All right. We'll do it. Okay. So, are we ready to do? No.
Not really.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Yes.
All right. So, I think here's what we should have to do. I think we need to start with the first part of the question until we naturally move into the second part.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Hannah, you want to give us a recap of the first part? And then we need to establish who's on what team.
Is Brent on any team? Absolutely. Or is Brent still...
I think Brent's the decider, so it'll be like 2-1, I guess.
So I think or Hannah 3-0. Should... True. I think Hannah should present her idea first, and then Hunter and Jordan can decide if they agree with her or not.
Ooh, okay, I like that.
And yeah. Then you can take turns... you know, presenting your discussion to me.
Okay, so the question is, what's more disgusting, farting or burping? And I'm a firm believer that burping is far more disgusting, mostly because burping comes out of your face and farting comes out of your butt. And so something coming out of your face, like, this is what people... see the first time they see you. It's where you talk to people, you eat, like food goes into your mouth. If you kiss somebody, like kiss your grandma on the cheek or your boyfriend or girlfriend, that's all with your face and like your mouth. So like nasty stuff shouldn't be coming out of there, you know what I mean? Whereas a fart, I mean, poo's coming out of your butt anyways. You got pants on or whatever, like nobody's got to look at that. Nobody's got to deal with that. You know, it kind of stays in Nastyville. And like your face just nastiness should come out of your face.
I'm sorry, where does it say?
Nastyville.
Nastyville, Jordan.
I could clarify.
Oh my gosh, no.
And you know what? You know what? If you have a fart and it stinks, so be it. If you have a burp and it stinks, ew, you have to taste it. That is just disgusting.
Okay. I have a question for you. Okay. You say that burping is worse, or is okay to fart because you have pants on. Has coronavirus and the wearing of mask at all influenced the way you feel about burps?
It lives in your face. Yeah, that's nasty. Oh, then you got to smell it and oh my god, it's even worse. Strongly all right, about this.
All right, Jordan, do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree on this for, I think, two very, very particular reasons. For one, it is easier to conceal a bad burp than a bad fart. Because, like, you know, you can kind of hold a burp in, and it kind of sounds muffled. But, like, if you just let one rip down there, like, sometimes there's just no hiding.
Down there where, Jordan?
Down. I'm not saying that. I refuse to call it that.
I think you mean Nastyville, but you can continue.
I'm going to have to disagree, though, because if you burp, everybody knows it's you. Like, it's a little harder to, like, conceal that your face just opened up and released a poison gas into the air.
No, you can but close.
You can just blame that much more easily.
Have you never closed mouth burped? Wait. Like, this is a thing.
I always close mouth burp.
You can close mouth burp. Oh, you don't burp ever.
Wow.
When we were talking about this idea, Hannah has told me before that she does not burp ever. So
interesting.
I think you're biased then.
I think it's disgusting. It makes me feel gross. It just, I absolutely hate it. Listen, I'll fart all day long. Like, I don't care. The burp just bothers me. It just, well, it just really gets under my skin.
Like I said, I'm the opposite because, you can close your mouth and muffle the burp. But at the same time, yes, there have been some bad burps in my life. And I've smelt some bad burps in my life. But I have never been floored by a burp. I have. Like, there are sometimes where someone has farted and I have wanted to throw up. And I've never had that with a burp personally. And so, for me, it's got to be that the fart is worse by far. Just because of those two things. That's where I stand.
Okay, Hunter.
Clearly, I disagree, but okay.
Hey, I've given my points.
I think I'm on the fence, and I think I'm trying to go at the angle like which is more socially acceptable, right? Like, let's just say you're at a gathering and you're like at dinner, right? Like, I don't know which is worse, just like letting out a big fart or letting out a big burp. Like, the thing about a fart is
you can blame it.
No, you can't. There are three people in the room, and you fart.
You can blame the dog, though.
No,
it was the chair. The chair is squeaking on the floor. Like, if your mouth opens, like your chin falls to your lap, and his burp comes out, you can't really hide that. It's all you. You can blame a fart on somebody else. Like, you can do a lot with a fart.
I think the fart thing, right? Like the silent but deadly versus like loud. You know, like, I don't know, like, if it's a stealthy fart, then I think you can get away with it. But if it's just, like, obviously there, you know, comes from your side of the table and you're the only one over there, then, you know. But also, like, I had some friends and, like, they were female. They would go around their dormitory and they would just, like, belch. Like, it was not a burp. It was like a, like, it was disgusting. And, like, it was, like, I it sent me. I was like, you do that? And it was like four girls living together in a dorm, and they'd just be like nice. And I'm like, I don't work like that in the boys dorm, much less like want to come over here and then just like have to live that. Like, I don't know, it was very unbecoming, I felt. But that's I don't know if it would feel different if they were just like farting everywhere either, you know.
Like, I think that would be worse if they were just ripping like. That's so much worse.
I hate this. But I think it's more disgusting to be proud of whichever one happens.
Okay, like, fair.
Yes.
No matter what, like, side of fence you're on, yes.
Yeah, like, I think that was the main thing you were disgusted by.
Though, with their proudness. I will say.
Or pride. Okay.
Hannah, go ahead.
Fart can be funnier. A burp, you just like, really? A fart, everybody can at least laugh at. Do you know what I mean?
I hate that I have to agree with that.
I hate that I have to agree with that.
No, because if you can like modulate your burp into like saying a sentence, then it's kind of funny.
No, I was literally going to say how that's the worst thing ever when someone tries to talk through a burp. Yeah. Jordan, no.
That is.
No, yeah, that I is. I hate that. Oh, I would prefer that than someone just ripping one, honestly. Like. God. Oh my gosh. All right.
I can't imagine, like, you're just sitting here and then all of a sudden you're just doing that. That's disgusting.
Or, like, I also find it comical if someone's in mid-sentence and will burp and they'll try and, like, just keep the conversation going through it. Like, that's funny to me.
I think whatever you do, you have to, like, I have, like, a complex about this. I can't burp or fart in front of, like, anybody. Like, growing up, my mom was like, you need to go to the bathroom to do that. You need to get, like, basically, like, you need to go out in the yard and, like, stand in the corner of the game. And, like, you never do that bodily functions around anyone unless it's in the bathroom ever. And so, like.
Oh, no.
Oh, see, I grew up in the household of blame the dog. And then we all was like.
Oh. My dad burp talks all the time.
See, it's not that bad, is it?
So Brent? Just like, no, it's like normal, I guess. It'll just like, honestly, it'll just say like a random word.
Yeah, I'm firmly on the fart is worse side. I really am. Mm-hmm.
All right, Hannah, what's the next part of the.
Okay, so.
Oh my gosh.
Truly. Would you rather have someone throw up on you, or would you rather be shit on? Would you rather have someone poop on you? And I would absolutely rather have someone poo on me.
And poo on you.
Puke.
Okay, puke. So, okay. All right. I have some questions. Okay. All right. So, when you say want, you would prefer that to happen, right?
Yeah. Like, if somebody was, like, drinking too much and it's, like, they're either going to, like, throw up on you or they're going to, I don't know, like, take a nice big old drunk poopy on you. Like, if you had to pick one, I'd rather have the poop than the vomit. Because, again, I think at least something coming out your rear end, that's what it's made for. It does that. It's not their face. And then when you're talking to them and, like, helping them, like, I don't know, if you're, like, holding their hair or something. You know, just the face thing really throws me off. And then you, like, look at their face the rest of the night, and you're like, that just produced all of this crap all over me, you know? So I would just rather, I'd rather the poop. And I personally think, you know, vomit's the most disgusting bodily fluid. It just needs to stay on the inside of people.
As someone whose dog has thrown up on them, it's not that bad. It's really, like, you think it is. It's not.
I have animals that do that all the time. I firmly believe human throw up is significantly worse than.
Yeah.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
I think so too. I agree with that.
Because I think they're on the same playing field. I really do.
Oh really? I won't get in the details as to why, because it is nasty, but just trust me.
I'm going to say if you have a pet, likely they're going to eat some sort of like pellet food. That's what they're throwing up, like that and like water, right? Or maybe like an occasional scrap from the table. Like if you just went to dinner with homegirl or homeboy, like they're going to be throwing up that pizza and marg you just had. The tacos and quesadilla, that's coming back up.
My point, that's nasty.
And like I think I might agree here, because like I remember being sick as a kid, and like when you were sick, what did you have? You had chicken noodle soup. And what's the worst thing to throw up? Chicken and noodle soup, and you got like a noodle hanging out of your nose.
Ew.
And then like, because then you smell, right? You smell whatever the person has thrown up, and it smells like that and like bile. It smells like stomach acid and whatever food you just enjoyed. Yeah, I don't know. I think throwing up would probably be worse. Although, and then too, like when you're changing a baby's diaper, you know, and like you probably get poop on you then. I don't know.
Like, I'd much rather have poop than vomit on me. Like, it's not even a question.
I can't believe what I'm hearing personally, but I'm shocked.
So you'd rather get barfed on?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Pooped on? Yes. I don't know how to explain.
I don't.
Let's talk about a practical matter. Let's just talk practical. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay.
When you throw up, it is solid.
If somebody's gonna throw up, they're just gonna do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll hit you out of nowhere, and you're like, it'll be gone in like 5 minutes. You know.
Like, yes, I understand it'd be a lot weirder if somebody just like pulled down their pants and like squatted over you and like took a poo. But like, I'd rather that than the alternative, even if it's a little more bizarre.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Let's talk about the amount of mess. If you're gonna throw up, it is liquid and solid put together. Ugh. You see what I'm saying? It's gonna spread because it's got all of the juices and the drink and everything. It's all mixed up with these half-eaten bits of food. If you're getting pooped on, unless it's like diarrhea.
Yeah, I was gonna say that is not. You cannot always say.
Jordan, you never throw up something and it comes out of you looking like a hot dog. Okay, that never has happened ever.
Yes.
Okay, valid.
Yeah.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? Like, if it's diarrhea, that's it's slightly different. I'm just saying, like. From a practical standpoint, like, you're not getting, like, drenched in, hopefully, you know, like, more than likely, you're not getting drenched in, like, somebody's stomach acid. You're just going to get some sort of nasty, like, poop. You know, you're getting shit on you, which is not great, but it's better than getting, like, throw up in your shoes. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Like
there's a 100% chance when you throw up that it's going to be liquid and gross.
Yeah.
There's a percent chance that it could be solid if you get pooped on by someone. You know what I mean? Like, it could be diarrhea or it could be really solid.
I was just going to say, yeah, like, your odds of 100% chance of throw up just being disgusting. Yeah, but 75% to 80%+ chance of poop being much more manageable.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
In this hypothetical, right? Like, let's say you go out to dinner, like, whatever your favorite dinner is, and, like, you're going to. Like, let's just say the after effects, maybe they drank too much. Maybe they, you know, maybe it was something that, let's not even say drank too much. Let's just say, like, it's something that, like, doesn't agree with their stomach, right? Like, they just don't feel good and it's got to get out. Mm-hmm. Well, like, you know, it's going to be liquid if it's throw up. It is just liquid and chunks. And then if it's poop, it's more than likely going to be more solid, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And even if it isn't, like, I don't know. I think we can go in a minute. I don't want to spoil my answer, but I think that it's worse to burp, but worse to be thrown up on. Like, I think I think that's kind of where I stand. No, like, you should fart, and you should. I would probably better to be shit on. I think that's where I stand. What about you, Jordan? Where are you at?
I hate this. Oh, you made me think about things I don't ever want to think about in my life. I think farting is worse. And
a lot of time thinking about this.
I genuinely think farting is worse. I think being shit on is worse. I'm sorry. I'll add one more little point before I rest my case. Is barfing isn't a bad word.
Oh, did you just drop the mic and that last point? Get out of here.
My gosh.
That's all I'm going to say. That's the end of my discussion.
Oh my gosh. All right, Hannah, you're in the same camp, or I'm in the same camp as you, right?
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
I think burping is worse.
Oh, yeah. I said burping was bad, and shitting was the better option.
Yeah. See, it's all about it's better if it comes out the rear than the front. I agree. Yes.
I would say, like let's just say you're going to meet somebody. I think I would be more off-put if they let out a big burp versus letting out a big fart. I think that was the determining factor for me. Like, if you go to somebody and, like, the first time you meet them, they fart, like, that happens, whatever. It's embarrassing, move on. But if it's a big burp, like, I don't know, it's a little, I think it's a little bit worse.
Thank you.
Burps also happen, though.
That's true.
They're both natural.
Yeah. All right, Brent. Well, did either of us
think about this?
So, are there three questions I have to answer?
I think you. Yeah. Well, I guess. Well, Jordan's. I guess you need to pick winners. Is Hannah and myself or Jordan? I think because we were both on the. Or I guess not. I guess you can say you think that farting is worse, but throw up is better.
Yeah, it could be a mixed bag. It makes a
match.
Okay, because I think that's the thing. Like, I can't. Like, neither of y'all are what this discussion has made me decide. So,
oh, dang.
Okay.
So,
maybe
since there's two questions, could there be two winners?
Well, just tell us what you think. For the first question, I think that's good. Okay.
So, I think that farting is definitely worse than burping. So, I agree with Jordan on that one. Yeah. Okay. Because I almost exclusively close mouth burp, and like you can so like I don't know, I just think it's easier, a little bit easier to conceal and a little easier to control a burp rather than a fart, because if I burp, like it's air coming up your esophagus, right? So it's like it gets released, but then I don't know what I don't have it come out my mouth. I guess it comes out through my nose, I guess, the air.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So then it's like done, right? If you like try to hold in a fart, it's just like being held, you know, and that makes you very uncomfortable, you know. And then when you do, you know, let it go, it's like it smells up the whole room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I think that's worse. Also, if we're going back to the pet thing, my dog could let some really bad ones, and we'd all have to clear the room.
Wow, really? That's impressive.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, I don't know what it was. Something she ate, I guess. For a while, it was the dog food we were feeding her, so we had to switch dog food.
Ah, that'll do.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my issue on that.
Okay.
And then the other one is, I think I would rather get pooped on than thrown up on, because of the thing, it's like 100% of vomit is liquid and gross, half digested food. And then if you get pooped on, it, you have a chance of it, you know, not being as messy, you know. And at that point, I mean, it's like digested food, right? But like, it's not really food. Like, vomit is still food.
That's true.
You know, and that's more disgusting to me. So
I think this episode is just going to have to be called The Great Debate, because there's no way that we could say poop or barf, which is worse, and ever get anyone listening to this. So it has to be called The Great Debate or something. Okay. Along those lines.
That works. We can do that.
All right. Any final points, Hannah?
Said nope. I rest my case.
All right. So I kind of won, and you guys kind of won. I'll take that. It's split decision.
Split decision.
Y'all both convinced me. So there you go.
There we go.
Double convincing. Oh. All right, y'all. Well, before we end each episode, we always like to have one to end on. This week, our final question comes again from the No Stupid Questions subreddit from ?MarkyMark.
You can't call Marky him that Mark. Anymore. He will beat you up.
I just realized I said that wrong. ?MarkyMark. That is the
there we go.
All right. And I think this is going to be a good one. It says, are paper planes origami? My 8-year-old just asked me.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, no. Technically speaking, they are.
It's folded art. paper plane is like a functional item that you can throw. It's not art.
It can be functional and art at the same time. Trains are functional and beautiful.
Get out. Trains. Get. Oh my god.
Okay, can I
go ahead.
I put in this tidbit of info? The definition of origami is the Japanese art of folding paper into decorative shapes and figures.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure if an airplane is a decorative shape or figure.
It's not a decorative shape or figure. Also, who invented airplanes? The Wright brothers. So, it's not a traditional Japanese item for them to be making. If it was like, I don't know, a cherry blossom tree. Or if it was like Mount Fuji, things that are from Japan, that would be one thing. But it's a paper airplane. That's like the most American thing that you can you can have. They might as well be making paper apple
pie. They make paper airplanes in Japan?
They do now.
Didn't you ever see The Wind Rises?
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, wow, you really need to watch it. It's one of my favorite Ghiblis.
However, origami was around before the airplane was invented.
Okay, fair. So
they were making cranes like thousands of years
but
ago.
But the cranes don't fly. If the cranes flew, I think you'd have a different case.
See, I'm on the origami page and the word the Wikipedia page for origami. Oh,
okay.
And origami comes from ori, meaning folding, and kami, meaning paper. It is the art of folding paper. I don't know how else to put it.
Okay, let me ask you this. Hold on. Hannah's got a point.
I was just gonna say, I think origami is just about folding paper. You can make so many different paper airplanes, and some that look really cool, and some that are super functional. So I think just with all the versatility you can have in a paper airplane, definitely origami.
Can I ask a question to the group?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want you to put yourself into a scenario, okay?
Okay.
You are writing a letter. Hold on. I'll get up close for this one. You're writing a letter. You're writing a letter to one of your loved ones, someone who's near and dear to you, but you're far away in location. You write on a piece of paper. You fold the paper. You fold an envelope. Have you origamied? Or have you just made a letter in an envelope? Where's the line?
Yes. Are napkins origami? They're folded.
Yes, napkins are origami. Napkins are origami.
Are they? I don't think they're art.
You just folded the paper. It doesn't have to be art. Origami isn't art. It's the folding of paper.
Okay, so the thing says the art of folding paper. Art includes some kind of artistry, some kind of like
visual. Triangles are art.
Look. No, they're not. Okay, a napkin's function is to wipe your mouth, right? That's not art. That's
function.
Yeah, I am scouring the origami Wikipedia page right now.
Okay. Let's discern. Since you're on the origami Wikipedia page, I need somebody to go to like origami.com and see if they give you instructions on how to fold a napkin. If it's on the website, I will concede.
All right.
Origami.com is all in Japanese. I can't read it.
All right, give me a sec. Thank you for this. This is amazing. Like, I am so heated about this, and I don't know why.
Your logo is a crane.
See, it's not an airplane. Thank you, Brent.
Damn it, it's in Japanese.
I just said that.
I switched it to English. Give me a sec. Oh, shit. Thank you for using origami. As of September 30th, 2020, origami has terminated all services.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait.
Nothing is origami anymore.
I think this was a company.
Oh.
It seems to be like a paper cash distributing company. I don't know.
Okay, I see.
Our napkins... origami. I'm just gonna come out.
It comes up, says no.
Well, the first article says how to make an origami napkin swan. So
that's okay, different.
That's a swan. That's not a napkin. That's one of the fancy cruise ship folding things. It's not like a napkin. The napkins you get at McDonald's.
So,
are those origami? They're folded.
Not all napkins are origami, but all origami are napkins.
Shut up.
I don't. No. No.
Yeah. No.
Here's what's happening. Here's the crux of our whole argument here is what is art? And I don't think we're at all.
I don't want to be here for 3 hours.
That's above our pay grade. But like, yeah. I think if you had some experimental origami person, like John Cage with his, you know, 4 minutes and whatever, 33 seconds. And he says this like piece of paper that's folded in half. And he's like, this is art. Like that's pushing the boundaries. I don't think that a letter, first of all, if you write on the letter and you fold it in like to three, that's not origami, even though you're folding it. And even if you fold the envelope, that's still an envelope. It's not an origami.
Hey, Hunter, I went to a website for 10 simple origami projects for beginners, and number 5 is an origami envelope. So,
yeah, but not a napkin, though.
give me a sec. I'm on number. Hey, number 10's a paper plane. Hey!
What is this website?
Who made this website?
Thesprucecrafts.com/top-origami for beginners 2540688.
I don't think they're qualified to write this article.
I don't know. Like, if you're talking about the art, right? Like, if you interpret the art as the skill, like art does require skill. I don't think beginners should count.
Okay, well, a lot of origami are boxes, and boxes aren't art. They're boxes.
You could decorate them.
But you don't.
You could.
But, oh my gosh.
So there you go. No one can decorate a paper airplane, because as soon as you throw it, it either doesn't work and you throw it away, or it goes too far and you never have it again.
So wait. So wait, origami boats are traditional origami. So how are planes not traditional origami?
Because Da Vinci,
they weren't around.
Da Vinci had the flying machine, and maybe there's a origami flying machine, but airplanes weren't around when boats were around. So there you go.
Boats were around much before.
No, origami boat is traditional origami. So origami planes are modern traditional origami.
You can't have modern traditional.
That's an oxymoron, Jordan.
It's real, though.
Okay. I will concede again. I'll give you another out. If you can find a ship that is an airplane carrier origami, I'll concede again.
So I got to type in aircraft carrier origami.
Yeah. If you get a single result that shows you how to do that, you'll win.
You ready to lose?
And you can't make it. You can't go on there and be like, this is how you make it.
Write an article real quick.
There's a 10-minute YouTube video. So, yeah.
Of how to make a airplane carrier origami? Mm-hmm. Your silence tells me all I need to know. Oh, my God. What is this?
Do you want me to put in the video as well?
That was kind of ratchet. I don't know.
It does exist. All right, well.
Here, there are prettier ones. You want me to find prettier ones?
Point proven.
There you go. Well.
Thank you for backing me up on this, Hannah. I feel validated.
Good.
Oh, my gosh. Well.
Oh, my gosh. I did not realize I'd get this heated about origami.
Me either.
But, yeah, right. No. One, watch The Wind Rises. Two, he does make paper airplane origami in The Wind Rises. So there's that.
I'll be sure to check it out. Oh, please do. If you have a question that you would like us to talk about, or if you need some advice and you would like to hear our expert opinions, feel free to send it to our email, convincingb@gmail.com.
I'd like to thank Paradox Hip Hop for for the use of their song Dilate as our intro and outro song. So go check them out.
And if you like what you're listening to, give us a rating on iTunes or wherever you're listening and share it with your friends. Also, let us know if you would rather get pooped or barfed on by tweeting us at ConvincingB on Twitter. About that.
Or if you have any great origami tips, feel free to share them with us on our our Instagram.
Please send us that.
At Convincing Bee. We also want to give a big special thank you to Hannah for joining us this week.
Hey.
Very awesome to have you on. You are welcome back anytime.
So yeah, thank absolutely.
You for taking some time. Let me tag along.
Yeah, sorry if we talked over a little bit. Me and Hunter, especially when we get into it. Oh, I think this is the most heated we've been since.
Yeah, you were kind of here for a very heated.
since we've done. Now, this isn't the most heated we've ever been on arguments, but as far as podcast goes.
Yeah.
All good. I'm glad I could join in.
Oh, well. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you all next week.